flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't yet know where, when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die while you're alive, where am I? When I die while you're alive, where am I? Chidevadi hastu, chidevalokash, chidevabhutani, chidendriyani, karta chidanta karanam chideva, chideva sarvam.
Om Shanti. The Zen Master Chang Tasu was walking with his friend, and there was a lake. And the lake had a lot of fish. And the master said, "Look at those fish. How happy they are." How jubilantly they are dancing. And his friend said, "You are not a fish. How do you know that they are happy?" And Chang Tsu said, "You are not me. How do you know that I do not know that they are happy?" Every soul is unique, with unique perspective. And we really do not know who they are, what they are. But every small thing matters. Every small act contributes. No contribution is small. It is the intent and the dedication behind the act that matters. That's why we should respect all contributions. There is a celebrated story of squirrel. In the epic story of Ramayana, where Lord Ram, along with his monkey army, is building the bridge, and there are monkeys with their immense strength lifting up big boulders and throwing into the ocean to make the path. And suddenly there appears a squirrel scurrying back and forth, picking up small pebbles. And dropping them in the ocean. The monkeys are having immense strength, and they made that squirrel the butt of laughter. And the monkeys said, "This is such a big task. How can your insignificant contribution would ever help? Why are you wasting your time?" And Lord Ram saw the squirrel. He picked up that squirrel and stroked the back of that squirrel with his hands and said, "Do not laugh at this squirrel. It is not that. It is the intention. It is the dedication. It is the devotion that matters." Just as you are contributing, so also she is contributing. And they say that to this day, the squirrels have that three stripes. So no matter what you do, it is the intention. No matter what you do, it is the purity of intention. No matter what you do, it is the dedication, it is the devotion behind it that matters. In today's murli, Baba praised, eulogized the small stars. They are special. They are necessary. They are the glory of this constellation of stars. They are virtuous. They are Master Almighty Authority. They are the decoration of this gathering. They are great. Because they have realized, because they have recognized God. There are those who are engaged in scriptural discussions, and there are those in power, caught in power game, and there are those who are busy in their discoveries and inventions. And there are those religious people who are busy in defending their scriptures. And there are those intellectuals busy in intellectual brainstorming. Compared to them, these are the only souls on this planet Earth who have recognized God. That's why it is their speciality. Each one of the small stars is special. Each one's contribution is immense. And this is the self-respect. So be seated on this seat of self-respect. It is a seat of attainment. It is a seat of happiness. Rather than sitting on the seat of arrogance, which is like the throne of thorns, absolutely deceptive. So we'll create few tasks from today's murli. Every small star is important. That means every small action is important. You can think of any small action of yours that helped somebody. You can think of those small words that you spoke and that infused indomitable strength in someone. You can think of a small thought you had and it penetrated the universe and helped a soul who is unrelated to you. So every small action matters. Every small star contributes. So respect all stars. Respect all contributions. And don't focus on the scale of problems rather than focus on small steps. There is a village and there is darkness, and in that village it is the custom that on the starry night they celebrate the festival of lights. But one night, in one season, the clouds loomed large in the sky and there was utter darkness and the village was disheartened. A small girl came and she lit up a lantern and everyone started following her. And soon, the town, the homes, the streets and hearts got illumined. And they called her the small star that brought back the light. So that is the first thing. Second is the specialty journal. You can create a small journal. In that journal or a small diary, whenever you note something special in someone, just note it down. The name of that person and the speciality you noted. Every person is special. Every soul is unique, not only unique, but every soul is a masterpiece. Every soul is carrying the magic. Every soul is carrying the beauty. The beauty of the divine. So that is called speciality journal. The third is the constellation, Taramandal. Visualization. Just keep your hands like this and feel that I am a star and gathering energy. I am a star and gathering energy. Keep the hands, the palms open, facing upwards, and feel the energy. I am the star in the constellation. There is sun, the moon, and the other stars. I am gathering divine powers. Divine energy in my hands. And now connect with all the other stars in front of your chest. I am connected to all the stars of this constellation through golden threads. The whole constellation is mine. I am connected with each and every star. The bond of love, the bond of harmony. And now visualize yourself with your hands outstretched that you are the star, the shining star of love, the shining star of joy, of happiness. and bring back the hands close to your heart and feel the energy of unity. Place down the hands. Or there is something called starry sky visualization. Think of yourself as a star, vibrating, radiant, emitting bright light. The star, the night is dark and stars are shining. Baba said this is a unique constellation where all three are together. The star, the moon and sun. Shivaba is sun and Brahma is moon and you are the stars. This is a unique constellation. Think of yourself as a star, visualize a star emitting love everywhere. Think now. Visualize now with your eyes closed. I am a star. Emit love. Radiate happiness. Brighten the sky. Come back. The last is, you can draw the starry sky, the constellation. What you can think of, what your mind can conjure up. When you think of constellation, so there are stars, there is a moon, there is a sun. Whatever you can think of, think. Whether digital or hand drawn, an artistic representation, a depiction of the constellation. This is Murli's shot. And Baba said to sit on the seat of self-respect, not on the seat of arrogance. The seat of arrogance is deceptive. The seat of arrogance is filled with thorns. The seat of arrogance tempts you, allures you, but it is a trap. You feel, I have done this, I have done that. But this I can make you fall. Pride hath the fall. While the seed of self-respect is the seed of soul consciousness. You say you are great, but that greatness does not have an iota of ego. You are great, you are special, you are garland, you are ornament. You are not weak and frail, but Master Almighty Authority. You are virtuous. And Baba said even in the Laukik, the father or a blacksmith, a goldsmith, a potter. Every artist loves his creation. Every potter praises his pot. So also, the father is happy. Don't ask to what extent. He is extremely happy to see each one of you. Because each one of you is a divine star. There is a light in his eyes to see you. The seat of self-respect is the seat of giving divine respect to yourself. It is not the seat of ego. It is not the seat of arrogance. It is not the seat of deceit. It is a seat of higher consciousness. So, you can think of some of the points. When you sit, you have experience of both. when you sit on the seat of arrogance and when you sit on the seat of self-respect, what happens? You can churn, think, cogitate, contemplate on these points. So this is in short today's mudli. Om Shanti.